Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Wisdom of the Just, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 7, 24 to 25. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house, but it did not collapse because it had been founded on rock. I have just read from the New English Translation. John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn hearts and restore alignment. His assignment was not merely emotional revival, but a correction of worldview. He was preparing a people whose thinking, values, and priorities were aligned with God's wisdom. Every life is being built on something. The foundation is not visible at first, but it will eventually be tested. When storms come, the true nature of a person's worldview is revealed. If a man has built his life on selfish ambition, pleasure, greed, or pride, the storms of life will expose the weakness of that foundation. But if he has built on the wisdom of Christ, he will stand. The wisdom of the just is not merely moral behavior. It is a way of seeing life through the lens of eternity. It values righteousness above riches, purity above pleasure, obedience above applause. This wisdom prepares a people for the Lord because it shapes them into his likeness. To walk in God's wisdom, you must consistently renew your mind with his word. Worldly counsel is loud and attractive, but divine wisdom is steady and sure. One leads to destruction, even if it looks promising at first. The other leads to life, even if it requires sacrifice. Go into today examining the foundation of your thoughts and decisions. Refuse every pattern of thinking that contradicts God's word. Build your life on the wisdom that comes from above, and you will be among the people prepared for the Lord. Prayer. Father, align my heart and mind with your wisdom. Help me reject every false way and build my life on your truth. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 7 to 11. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.